InfoWarriors. You're in the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. I am your guest host, Drew Hernandez. As we get closer and closer to this election, I think it's abundantly clear, especially after those last clips that Alex played in the last segment, where Democrats, I mean, it's pretty obvious that they rig elections, they want to rig elections, and replacement migration is part of that plan to replace American lives, American citizens, American votes, and people that are unwilling to accept that reality are still going to be thinking that these elections are free and fair. And I've been saying this for months. I've been saying this for a while, that I'm not fully convinced that the too big to rig theory is solid enough to lean completely in on so that we get the Trump W in November. Now, Trump has his problems distancing himself from Project 2025. Doesn't make any sense. I think that's politician Trump, if you really think about it, right? Because when Trump makes these statements on Truth Social, when he says, I don't really know much about this, but I disagree with some of what they say, that's a politician. I think that's politician Trump we're getting there. But when you take a look at the movement and you take a look at just exactly how quickly Democrats are moving, where everybody is focused on Joe Biden, where everybody is focused on Joe Biden's cognitive and physical decline that we've been witnessing for the past 4 years, maybe even beyond, right? We all know that Joe has been losing his mind even before he decided to announce that he was willing to run for president in 2020. And we know that means to be installed. But we know that Democrats want to rig elections into the future. And when I see this movement and I see Republicans, and I'm still looking for a solid answer to this question, waiting until 4 to 5 months out to push the SAVE Act, knowing damn well that the Senate's going to shut it down, and knowing damn well that Joe Biden has already vocalized, well, his handlers, right, have already instructed him to veto anything of the sort that makes it to his Oval Office and his desk. And are people really under the impression that Republicans are that stupid that they don't know that? Are people really under the impression that Republicans are not aware that the Senate is going to shoot this down? I mean, Marjorie Taylor Greene told Alex Jones, was it yesterday, that the SAVE Act is DOA, dead on arrival in the Senate. It means nothing. It's not a W. It's not something to celebrate. And it's not something to say, well, look, Republicans are trying to get it done. It's just the Democrats that are stalling this. No. I think Republicans think that you're stupid to believe that. That they're stupid and that incompetent. No. These people know damn well what's going on. It's political theater. They just need another chip. And I've seen this all over right-wing Twitter the past 24 hours. All of these retards up and down right-wing Twitter coming out and saying, well, see, now it's on record. We have it documented. So when they rig it in November, we could say, see, you guys were the ones that wanted illegals voting. So gotcha. And then what? And then what? What? Then what? Right-wing watered down talking heads and pundits can say, see, gotcha. And then what? This watered down Republican Party that hasn't done anything that's actually going to matter in this 2024 election the past 4 years. What, then they're going to do something when the Republic is fully hijacked and fallen in November? I don't believe it. Yes, things have been done. We're going to have more eyes on this election. There have been little pieces of legislation here and there. But we shall see. When we come back from the break, I'm really going to dig into this because it's necessary. So don't go anywhere. Share all the links.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements. And it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt effects went way down. Then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal, pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available, 25% off, InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review, or call toll-free, 888-253-3139.
All right, InfoWarriors, we are back. You are now watching the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest host, Drew Hernandez. Now, it's interesting, as I was saying before the break, it's interesting to me that Republicans wait 4 to 5 months out before pushing the SAVE Act, knowing damn well that the Senate is going to shut it down. And if it somehow passes in the Senate, that Biden's going to veto it, it's dead. I personally believe that it's political theater. Politicians just want something to get people all rallied up and unified around and worked up to have a common goal and a common enemy to point at. And obviously, these rhinos and these retards, they know this. They damn well know this. And I'm just going to say it publicly. It's useless. The SAVE Act means nothing right now. It means nothing. It's DOA in the Senate. MTG told you this yesterday. And my question is, why was this done 4 to 5 months out before one of the most important, imperative, future determining elections in America, okay, in American, arguably world history? So there's that. And then you see Gretchen Whitmer in those developments yesterday with that piece of legislation that is going to make it extremely hard, borderline illegal, to actually call for a recount or investigate for fraud in Michigan. That developed last night in Wisconsin as well. The Wisconsin Supreme Court just swept away like it was nothing, legislation that made it harder to use more ballot drop boxes in this upcoming election. And then at the same time, obviously nothing is being done about the machines. So we got to beat that. And then at the same time, we have millions. Okay. I think it was it was Greg Reese last night, right? I don't know when this was put out, but I saw Greg Reese's report of these illegals getting social security numbers. And the number of illegals potentially voting in this upcoming election will be around, I think it was 20 to 30 million, if I have this right, 20 to 30 million in this 2024 election. So my question is the too big to rig theory mathematically even possible with 30 million illegals potentially? Let's just be conservative about that and say 15 million, okay, are going to be added to whoever the hell Democrats go with in November. I mean, if you think about how these riggers work, is they do it in pockets, and they will do it in, they'll deploy, I don't know, maybe 10,000. Let's say 10,000 illegals to vote in a swing state. They'll spread them out throughout different precincts so it doesn't look like mass voter fraud. This is why they run around the news saying that there is no evidence of mass voter fraud. They just need to very strategically calculate where they need to send pockets of, I don't know, 500 there, 200 there, several different precincts in different swing states. Yes, there are more eyes on this election. Yes, we got Laura Trump in the RNC. Yes, we have more ballot chasers. Yes, we have more volunteers, as you should. There should be millions of Americans right now holding the line, okay, volunteering at the polls to watch this upcoming election. The question is will it be enough? The question is will it be enough? And I, as an American, not just a Trump supporter, not just someone that is pro-America first, not just as a Christian, just as a spectator, right? Like if you remove yourself from the situation and you are just watching this and you're watching both sides and you're watching the Uniparty fully operate and you're watching the direction things are going in, I just conclude that they're going to obviously attempt to rig this damn thing. There's anybody out there that doesn't believe that Democrats, deep state, and the Uniparty right now are plotting and preparing to steal this upcoming election, you're delusional or you're just retarded and you can't comprehend reality, right? The question is will they be successful? And the question is will anything even be done when they are caught? Because they were caught in 2020 and look where that led us. Hack Republicans and Rhino Republicans unified with Democrats accusing Trump and every single one of us of being threats to democracy, questioning our elections, casting doubt on the election results. Are we just going to get a repeat of 2024? I mean, these are questions that I haven't really heard answered for the past 4 years. All I heard was the elections. All I heard 2021 to like half of 2022, just before Trump announced he was running. All I heard was 2020 was rigged. 2020 was stolen. 2020 was not authentic. Joe Biden was installed. And then Trump announces, and then all of a sudden it's too big to rig. So I don't know. I don't know what to tell people at this point. Like, the only thing I could say is, yes, I agree it's going to require a miracle. I agree it's going to require divine intervention. I agree if our strategy is to beat the riggers. Yeah, I guess just say a prayer, cross your fingers, and hope that we can outnumber not just Democrats, but the machines and the mail-in ballots and the millions of illegals that they are activating to vote in this next election. Mathematically, do we outnumber that? I'm just asking, man. You know, I'm just a dude with a microphone and a camera and an internet connection asking questions, man. All right? And I know millions of people out there are asking the very same questions. But there's a lot of people even within Con Inc. that are unwilling to ask these questions. And you see it too. You'll see it on X. It's interesting. A lot of these giant Con Inc. accounts all of a sudden start freaking out because Democrats start making some serious moves to rig the election in just four to 5 months. It's like, no, really, dude? Oh, wow. Are you surprised by that? And then when the news was announced yesterday, I saw all of these people, all of these retards up and down the news, man. Like, look at, see, now we have it on record that the Democrats want illegals to vote. We already know that. We know that. It's already on record. Alex Jones just played you a series of clips of even Barack Obama making it very clear that illegals should be voting in our elections. It's just, you know what it is. And if I'm completely honest with you guys, I think people like that, there's got to be people like that that are simply just delusional. They're just delusional. They're delusional because they're retarded. That's it, right? That's one group of people. And then there's another group of people that are cowards. And they're unwilling, they're passive, right? You got people that are delusional. They're just like, duh, we're gonna win, even though we're not really doing much to secure our elections. You know? You got retards out there, right? You know? And then you got another group of people that are just cowards. They're cowards. They're afraid of getting canceled by right-wing media. They're afraid of getting canceled by, you know, Con Inc. They're afraid of being shunned, right? You got people out there that are cowards, and you got people out there that are passive. I can't stand passive people. Passive people are the worst. Passive people need to get the hell out of the way, honestly. Passive people don't deserve an opinion on anything. Okay. Yeah, you got free speech, but you know what, dude? Shut the hell up. We don't want to hear you. Okay. Because you're not willing to do anything. Okay. So what you have is you have cowards and passive people that will just run around and say, "Oh, too big to rig, too big to rig. We see the writing on the wall, but too big to rig. Cross your fingers and just you know, close your eyes and say MAGA, MAGA, MAGA three times, and Donald Trump will appear and be our winner." Just listen, you know people like this, all right? And then I think you have people that are just controlled opposition, like these rhinos and people within Con Inc. that just regurgitate these talking points, and they keep MAGA and they keep the movement in like a state of hypnosis, thinking everything's going to be okay. And let me make myself clear. If there's anything that I've ever been wrong about, I pray. And I seriously, seriously pray, and I beg God that I'm wrong about this, that they are going to steal this upcoming election in November, and they are not going to let Trump anywhere near that White House, even if it's abundantly clear that he won the Electoral College, popular vote, everything, right? I pray and I hope this is not something that I want to be right about. Because I think we're going to lose the Republic at this point. It's like if they steal this next upcoming election, expect stolen elections probably for the next 50 years, conservatively, if I'm completely honest with you. Yes, we need divine intervention. Yes, we have our hope in God. Yes, my trust and my faith is in God. But that doesn't mean we just sit around, cross our fingers, and hope this thing just works itself out. No, we gotta hold people accountable. We gotta hold Republicans accountable. They've been sitting on their hands. Republicans have been more concerned with making sure that we're sending billions of dollars to Israel for the past 4 years and Ukraine instead of securing our southern border and our elections. But no, we get the SAVE Act 5 months before one of the most critical life or death determining elections of American history. Yeah, I don't like that. I don't like that. I don't know about you. I don't like that. That's not enough. Not enough for me. Should have been done years ago. But I personally believe they know it's going to get shot down. I think they know that they're going to rig it, and they just need something to continue to get everyone within the right wing all riled up, have a common enemy. It's the same thing. You know what the equivalent? The Republicans do the same thing to conservatives and their constituents and Republican voters. They do the same thing Democrats do to blacks. They're always riling all the blacks up. Oh, here's the problem. We are the solution. And part of the problem are Republicans, so vote for us, and we're going to get this thing all taken care of, right? Republicans do the same damn thing to conservatives, dude. Same thing. Remember when Trump was running around in 2016, based 2016 Trump, that was pushing for Muslim bans? Yeah, you remember those days? Remember those days? Now we got Trump disavowing Project 2025. Yeah. But you remember when Trump was running around saying these politicians are all talk and no action? Yeah. Yeah, Trump was right. Remember when Trump was exposing and unmasking the Republican Party in those primaries in 2016? That's still happening today. Why do you think, did you guys watch Trump's rally in Doral, Florida, Miami? See when Marco Rubio went up? Did you see that? Did you see how like inauthentic that was? And I saw people within MAGA, I saw, because, you know, we streamed the show on my own show on Rumble. And by the way, you can go follow me over there, rumble.com/Drew Hernandez. I host my show, Drew Hernandez Live, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern. It's like late night InfoWars. You'll like it. Check it out. Follow me on X2 at Drew H Live. But I was seeing all kinds of people in the comments like, oh, Marco's just nervous. He's nervous. He's just not as charismatic as, you know, people we're used to. I'm like, I don't know, man, because I remember little Marco. I remember, and little Marco doesn't have the excuse to say, well, he's getting older. No. I remember little Marco in the 2016 Republican primaries. He was sharp. He was on it. Attacking Trump. I remember these things. So I don't buy that. You want to know why Marco Rubio looks so out of place on that stage? He's a rhino. Establishment. They not like us, to quote the great philosopher of the 21st century, Kendrick Lamar, right? I mean, it's just, you can identify these people. They stick out. So obvious. It was cringe. It was cringe watching Marco Rubio up there. I felt like I was in high school again, you know? Like you remember like high school assemblies or high school rallies, and like your cringe vice principal would come up and is like, you know, saying all of the words and using all the terminology that we're all using for that generation, trying to like cater to us. And we're like, just stop. Right? That's how I felt. I don't know, man. I might be way off on that one, but when I was watching that, I'm like, nah, I'm good on that one. But the point is this, is I think it's very clear and abundantly clear that the Uniparty is fully operational and active and ready to push this country into a full surveillance state, globalist utopia, where every other nation is going to Israel, Ukraine, everyone. That's what we've been, CCP, the list goes on, right? Where every single nation is going to feast off of the carcass of the dead body of the United States of America. And that's the agenda of globalism. That's the agenda of this antichrist globalist machine and spirit that the Bible speaks of. A republic like the United States of America can't exist. A republic like the USA can't be existing with that type of agenda simultaneously at the same time. It needs to be removed because it poses a threat, not simply because of the USA military power, but because of our very fundamental constitutional rights that oppose everything that they stand on and want to enact and impose on every single one of us. That's a fact. And that's happening in real time. Look at the globalists in NATO right now. Just openly. You got Blinken openly on a panel in front of the whole world, just casually sitting there saying, yeah, well, as we speak, we got F-16s. We're sending F-16s to Ukraine. They'll be in the skies. It's going to be great. And then you got puppet Joe Biden up there speaking in front of the NATO summit anniversary for the 75th year anniversary. You got the puppet up there just casually talking about unifying NATO. Did you guys catch? I don't know if you guys watched it, but I try to, like, when I'm listening to Joe Biden, I'm just like, okay, you got this like walking, speaking dead corpse speaking, struggling to read off of the teleprompter. But at the same time, I'm also trying to listen to what the handlers are attempting to have him to read, because it's important. I don't know if you guys caught Biden's speech the other day, but it was interesting the way that it was worded, as if like, you know, a lot of people say, well, you're exaggerating saying World War III. No. These people talk this way. In Joe Biden's speech, he was literally like taking us down the path saying, you know, today it's like how it was where we have Europe is out of control and is about to be dominated right now. It's like, okay, yeah. So we saw that in World War II, right? Making the comparison to what now? World War III. right? And then Biden said, and like Europe once had dictators on the rise and posing a threat, we have Putin today. Okay, so they're comparing World War II to now. Oh, so we're in World War III now, right? And so when you see this, it's not a stretch, right? It's not a stretch to say that these people are literally not only wanting, but leading us in to a full-scale World War III scenario. Similarly to what we saw to World War II and World War I. That's how they talk, right? That's what they want. And what came out of World War II? They're proud of this. NATO, the United Nations, globalism, right? And the state of Israel that they use to manipulate everyone and every single nation that disagrees with them by just calling them an anti-Semite and shutting them down. Why do you think they want another World War III scenario? Because the outcome of that will be what? A new world order. They always talk about this. Even when you listen to the World Economic Forum summits at Davos or the World Government Summit, any of these, they always talk about World War II and post-World War II, after the Nazis were defeated, we established the United Nations in a global unification to make sure that we will never see a dictator ever again. We had global unification, the United Nations. This is how they talk, right? Like it's a good thing. And they call it a new world order. The establishment of the United Nations and the establishment of NATO post-World War II, they all attribute that to a new world order. And they want another one. They want a great reset. And this is only going to happen with a World War III scenario. They need this. They need this. And Blinken made it very clear that they will increase Ukraine's air defense via F-16s. Biden's sending another today. Was it today? He was on stage with Zelensky. More billions of dollars continuing to increase their military power. Blinken made it very clear that this summer, Ukraine is going to further and expand their military efforts, including F-16s. I mean, what they're doing is they're increasing. We might very well see possibly World War III before this election. That might shut down the upcoming election. There's a lot of scenarios that I think could potentially happen in the next few months, but there's one that really has my attention. And I really want to focus and zero in on this because I've been talking about this for months. And honestly, I thought I was kind of crazy. You guys listen to me on my show. I think I've mentioned this here on the Alex Jones Show a few times. But now that I'm seeing these articles pop out of nowhere last night, I'm like, okay, well, maybe I'm not crazy. Because the scenario that I've been thinking about for probably the past 2 years seems to possibly be on the horizon, but we shall see. We shall see. But one thing I do know is that they are going to attempt to steal this damn thing. It is abundantly clear they are going to attempt to steal this thing. This is exactly why they are importing millions of illegals in this country for the past 4 years. If you cannot mathematically add that up as to why, well, then you're just simply naive, not paying attention, delusional, or just straight up in denial. I'll talk about this scenario when we come back from the other side. So meet me over there. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
I haven't had a gold sponsor in 10 or 11 years. Not that gold and silver isn't a great thing to get, but because the industry is so corrupt and horrible. Anything good is going to have bad people. Like America's been great and amazing, so evil people came here to take it over. It's the same paradox. Bad times make strong men. Strong men make good times. Good times make weak men. Weak men make bad times. It's a paradox of success creates decadence. So I had a good gold company. It's been my sponsor going back 28 years ago. They shut down because all the regulations and control, because they weren't making enough money, charging a fair rate. Had been a gold sponsor in 11 years. So then I'm looking around. I already want this guy on as a guest. He already has the biggest silver operation in the country, one of the biggest gold, 25 years in business, Kirk Elliott. He always comes on, barely doesn't even plug his products. And so I go, hey, I need a sponsor. I want you on as a guest. He says, hey, I've been trying to contact you. You want to be a sponsor. who's been on with us for 8 months. He's giving you great advice, and silver's gone up, and gold's gone up massively since he came on. All his predictions have basically beyond come true. It's been worse than what he said. He's been very conservative. So it's like overly came true. Tomorrow's news today.
InfoWars. Tomorrow's news today.
This is a no-brainer. Everybody needs to get into silver and gold. The problem is there's so many sharks and so many scammers playing on the public's ignorance. You guys have the highest rating. I'm endorsing you. Your consultants, you pay 8% for your consultancy and then nothing back to sell. That's incredibly valuable. That's where they get you. Everybody should call the number. They should email you, say Alex Jones sent you because you're a great sponsor. We get the support for the InfoWar, and they should do it. Everyone needs silver and gold, whether it's 10 silver bars or 100 silver bars or one gold bar or 50 gold bars. People need to get into this because this is what the elites are doing. It's so simple. KEPM.com/gold. Kirk Elliott, PreciousMetals.com/gold. Go to that link. It gives the show support. Get the best deals. Call 720-605-3900. Tell them Alex Jones sent you. And to me, I only promote something that is an absolute no-brainer.
Lie to you about what's happening now. InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. InfoWars.com/go.
One of the things I learned that shocked me was that the government was putting fluoride in our water. Not to mention all the other chemicals in food and water that cause health problems and thyroid issues. And I figured, what is the solution? Nascent iodine kept coming up in research. We decided here at InfoWars to bring you the purest form of nascent iodine. Survival Shield X3 can help support your thyroid and help with a healthy metabolism. Survival Shield X3, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com.
We brought in a non-globalist paid actor and did a blind taste test between the mac and cheese from Storable Foods at InfoWarsStore.com and one of America's leading brands. These are the results.
Now go ahead and try the first macaroni and cheese to your right.
It literally smells like nothing.
Mm. What are your first thoughts?
Typical. Takes back to when... The babysitter doesn't quite know how to make it like your mom makes it, so it's just not...
Let's move on to the one on your left.
See, this one actually smells like cheese. All right. Do I have any on my fork here? Go buy your storable food at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Alrighty, InfoWarriors, we are back. You are now watching the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. I am your guest host, Drew Hernandez. If you guys are just tuning in on X, make sure to reshare the broadcast or band.video worldwide, anywhere you're watching. Please copy the links and share these absolutely everywhere. Follow us at Real Alex Jones, at InfoWars on X as well. Follow me on X at Drew H Live. Please share the links right now. Tag me in it. I'll repost it on the next break. And also make sure to catch my late night show Monday through Friday on Rumble, rumble.com/Drew Hernandez. We go live at 6 p.m. Pacific. That's 9 p.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday. We get based. It's like InfoWars at night. It's cool. So we'll see you over there. But all right. So for the past maybe year and a half, couple of years, I've been asking myself this question is, okay, if the too big to rig theory ends up being correct, let's just say we get a miracle because that's what it's going to require. All right. And I think Trump 100%, no matter who he's matched up against, W. Democrats are so unpopular right now. They have done a horrible job. Everybody hates them because everyone now knows they're the reason why this country is a sinking ship. Literally, quite literally. From the economy to the border, foreign policy, the list goes on, right? Crime, everywhere you look, you can see just exactly who is responsible. And it's ridiculous how they have Joe Biden on the debate stage or anywhere, and they try to blame Trump for a terrible economy while at the same time they try to take credit saying the economy is actually doing really well. See, people are starting to see through this. But okay. Regardless of who they put up against Trump in a free and fair election scenario, I think Trump destroys Democrats for obvious reasons, right? I think that's fair to say in a free and fair scenario. However, and I don't think for this to happen, it doesn't matter who's in the White House, whether they stick with Joe and Kamala or they go with Big Mike and Kamala or Kamala Newsom, whoever, they will put a psychopath that is loyal to Lucifer. That's like the requirement, right? What happens? November goes by and Trump wins. What happens if it is a red wave? What happens if it is just a total electoral college blowout, popular vote blowout, and Trump just destroys Democrats? And it is abundantly clear that that's the case, right? No matter what they try, no matter what they say, let's say we beat the riggers, right? That's essentially what's happening right now. It's like us and Trump, not versus Democrats. It's us and Trump versus the Democrats and the illegals and the riggers, right? Are we enough? We'll see. But let's say we are, right? Let's say we are. Do you guys remember what Democrats were saying before the 2020 election, before they stole it? Do you remember the projection we were hearing? Remember they were saying that it's possible that Trump may not leave the White House? It's possible that we might have to deploy the military because we're going to have a constitutional crisis. And Trump is an authoritarian and he will refuse to leave the White House. You guys remember that? And remember, everything that they say we are, or everything that they say we will do, or everything that they accuse us of is what they are. Is what they are doing, or is what they will do. Is that not clear yet? I think that's pretty clear. That's not a hot take, right? We know this. We know this by now. And we know that they are the ones that claimed that Russia colluded with Trump, or Trump colluded with Russia in the 2016 election, and that those results were invalid and not real. And they were calling to abolish the Electoral College. They were calling for delegates to withhold their delegates. They were calling to put a stop because they were saying that the 2016 election results were not real or authentic. And that's been proven what? To be untrue. Now, one thing that I've noticed for the past, let's say, 8 years, nearly 10 years with Trump fully activated in American politics, right? One thing that I've noticed is, yes, that everything that they are and they are going to do or are doing, they blame on us. They say we're doing, right? But at the same time, they've gotten so bipolar with their lies, right? Like at first, they go with one lie and, you know, they'll switch it up in 6 months. And then there's a new lie. And then there's a new talking point. And then they'll move on from that. But have you guys noticed ever since Biden was installed, they're just like they are literally just all over the place. They are so back and forth, but they're not even trying to hide it anymore. Like one day they're saying the election is rigged. And then literally not even a day later, hours later, they're saying, oh, well, no, it's not. It's actually Republicans. Right? Like they've gotten so, I think, arrogant to where they don't give a damn. This is why, like, when you listen to a lot of like conservative content and all the content is like, see, look at their hypocrites. They don't care. They know they're hypocrites. They don't give a damn. They're like, F you. What are you going to do about it? We know we're hypocrites. We know what we said yesterday, but now we're saying this. And then we'll say the same thing again tomorrow. And then we'll change it again because it's rules for thee, but not for me. You're a peasant. We're the boss. We're the king. We say whatever the hell goes, right? They don't even try to hide it anymore. And so what I'm getting to is, if Trump legitimately wins this thing And this is a possible scenario. I'm not saying thus says the Lord, God showed me this is what's going to happen. I'm just saying, let's think about it, because I kind of want to know what happens in this scenario. Let's say it's too big to rig. Let's say Trump wins this thing. Are Democrats going to certify the election? And then already, you know, people are going to say, well, they, you know, because they thought Mike Pence wasn't going to do it. They made it law that the vice president, they have to do it. The election is set in stone. That's it. Yeah, because Democrats follow laws. Because Democrats, they play by the rules, right? Yeah, they play by the rules. Give me a break. Give me a break. These people have a God complex. In their mind, they are the authors of the universe. They are the authors of life. In their minds, they are reality. They're not the author of reality. They are reality to you in their minds. Own nothing, be happy, eat bugs, do whatever the hell we tell you to do. Eat whatever we tell you to eat. Believe anything we tell you to believe. Watch anything we tell you to watch. Listen to everything we tell you to listen. And don't you ever have another opinion unless we approved it. Yeah, that's who you're saying is going to follow the rules and certify the election. Okay, set that aside. Are Democrats going to leave the White House? Because Alex always talks about, what is it, the 79, 75 days of hell between Election Day and Inauguration Day, right? Is there going to be a peaceful transfer of power? A peaceful, respectful transfer of power. If Trump wins this thing, are Democrats just gonna let go? And we know what they're gonna do. They'll do the same thing. If they actually do, they'll do the same thing. They're probably already spying on Trump, and it'll just be impeachment after impeachment after impeachment after impeachment. More trials, more indictments, more court cases, distracting the president from doing his job for 4 years, and then they'll blame him for a terrible job because he's in a damn courtroom for most of his term, right? I don't see that. I don't know. I might be naive. I might be thinking too deeply. I don't know, but I don't, the way that this current Democrat establishment machine is, they are shouting from the rooftops that Trump is literally, okay, this is what they're saying in the news, MSNBC, you see it, that Trump is getting ready to literally murder and kill his political opponents on the White House lawn if he so chooses to. And now they've even amplified that message after the Supreme Court decision giving Trump presidential immunity on official matters. Now they've laced that in with that, and they've said, well, Trump can now murder his political opponents, and he could deploy the military on all his political opponents, abduct them all, enslave them all, kill them all, and just be protected by this rogue authoritarian, according to AOC, this authoritarian Supreme Court. He will just be protected by his presidential immunity on official matters. These people are claiming that this is the fall of their democracy, that Trump is going to be an authoritarian dictator that will destroy everybody. He's coming after black people. He's coming after brown people. He's coming to annihilate everybody, right? They are really amplifying this message of a hostile threat. And it kind of lines up with this propaganda for the past 4 years that Trump supporters and those that are a part of MAGA are MAGA Republican right-wing domestic terrorist extremists. I mean, January 6th gave them that official talking point, and to spew that and spread that across the entire world. And unfortunately, millions of retards out there believe it. Unfortunately, I mean, we're waking a lot of people up, but unfortunately, there's still a lot of stupid people out there that believe this stuff. So if Trump wins in a landslide, do Democrats leave the office? Do they leave the White House? And if they don't, then where do we go from there? I don't have an answer to this, because I listen, and let's put that headline up. When I saw this last night, I had to recheck it over and over again, this Fox News article. And it's not just Fox, it's all over the news, where now intelligence agencies are now reporting that Russians are working to manipulate this upcoming election for Donald J. Trump. This is in the news. This is in the mainstream. This is on Fox News. If the team has the article, I think we have it somewhere, but I'm pretty sure you guys have seen this. It's going all over the news last night. Is Russia interfering in 2024 election to help Trump, intelligence officials say? I think the scenario that I've been thinking about for the past couple years is possible. I want to know what catches my attention is headline, not Russia interfering in 2024 election to help Trump. What catches my attention is U.S. intelligence officials say. Here comes the CIA. Here comes the FBI. Here they come. Set up another damn PSYOP. In the upcoming 2024 election, doing the groundwork, priming the nation, getting everybody ready, just in case Trump gets a W. Mark my word. I've been saying this for 2 years. If Trump didn't resurrect the Russia collusion hoax again, really, Drew? They're going to go again? They're going to go that again? We know it's not true, but guys, they don't care. They've spent the last 4 years really putting foot on the gas. They've spent the last 4 years propping up Vladimir Putin and Adolf Hitler 2.0 in Europe, getting ready to dominate all of Europe like Adolf Hitler right before World War II, right? They've been using Ukraine as this little pawn to get NATO together, literally poking the Russian bear. They've painted Vladimir Putin literally as this worldwide global threat to democracy for the past 4 years. And this is an intelligence agency psyop, I think, that they're getting ready to deploy again in the event that Trump wins in a landslide. I don't think they're going to leave the White House. They will resurrect this Russian collusion hoax, and it'll probably be even more effective now because millions of retards out there that believe this stuff, even more so now, are on the side of Ukraine. Democrats in unison will all come out and say that Donald Trump is colluding with Vladimir Putin. We told you that Russia is a threat. We told you that Putin is a threat. We told you that MAGA Republican extremists are a threat to our democracy. This is a coup. They're attempting to overthrow the government. These election results are invalid. The CIA, intelligence agencies said so. You got to believe it. We are not leaving the White House. We are not accepting these results. We are not going anywhere because this is a coup to overthrow our democracy. Trump is about to kill us all. He's going to literally call for the execution of all of his political opponents on the White House lawn. He's going to activate MAGA Republican terrorist extremists, and they're going to come after everybody and neutralize and murder all their political opponents. And Russia is backing them just to get Trump in the White House so he can make the call and give the order. We cannot stand down. We cannot leave the White House. Our democracy depends. Can't you just imagine, like, literally? I might be totally wrong and so off on this, and I hope that I am. Trust me, this is not something that I want to be right about. But they're more extreme now than they were 4 years ago. They're more extreme now than they were 8 years ago when Trump came down the escalator. They're worse now. They don't give a damn. They just do whatever the hell they want because in their minds, they are literally acting like Hitler is about to take the White House. In their mind, and that's like this fear mongering, this fear porn, and they're manipulating everybody to believe this narrative. And in that scenario, I don't know where we go. And in that scenario, I think America is going to find itself in one of its most serious constitutional crises, probably since the Civil War. I mean, how will MAGA respond? Are we going to have million-man MAGA marches across the entire nation? and then the feds will infiltrate those. It'll just be like J6s everywhere. I am always for peaceful protest. But remember, Trump called on J6 to patriotically and peacefully protest. And look what they did with that too. And then intelligence agencies will stage false flags with MAGA hats on. They've been talking about shutting down attacking the power grids, attacking minorities, Jussie Smollett. They'll stage J6 type uprisings across the nation. See, then, and CNN will be right there. See, attack on our democracy. The MAGA Republican right wing extremists, they're rising. Look at here in Dallas. Look at here in Seattle. Look at here in Portland. Look here in Arizona. Look in Florida, across the entire nation. It's a worldwide MAGA Republican domestic terrorist extremist coup. It's a sweep, and Russia is behind it, and Trump is for it. He's calling for his people to take to the streets. Don't leave the White House, Kamala. Don't leave the White House, Joe or Gavin or Big Mike or whoever the hell they go with. It doesn't matter. And at that point, I don't know where we go. I don't know. I've just been thinking about this for the past couple of years now. And when I saw that headline last night, I was not shocked, but I was just like, okay. They may go this way. And listen, if Trump wins, I am convinced they will take this direction. I am convinced. But that's if Trump wins. I'm not quite too sure if he's going to win, because I think they'll just steal it. But I think it's abundantly clear their rhetoric is on point. Their propaganda is on point. It's all in unison, it's all in line. The media is all ready for it, right? Because they're all focused on Joe right now. But it's, you know, for normies out there, especially if you're finding us on X and you're like, oh, wow, this is interesting. Like, I am seeing this now. Listen, Democrats are not throwing Joe Biden overboard because they're having like some come to Jesus moment where they're like, well, we want the country to be great again. No, they want someone more radical. They want someone younger, more radical. So they don't have to worry about these blowouts every single day in the media. They don't have to worry every single day. It's not that they're scared that Joe Biden is too old and he can't run the country. You got to define what that means to these people. They're not saying Joe Biden's too old. He can't run the country. We got to go with someone else because, you know, we got to get our country back to where it needs to be. No. What they mean by that is Joe Biden's too old. People are now seeing it. We got to admit it. We got to get him out. And we need someone more radical, more younger, so we can continue with our radical agenda without these blowouts that's waking people up. That's where, when you're watching MSNBC and CNN and Rachel Maddow and, right, and all these homosexuals on CNN, I forget their names, Anderson Cooper, right? All these people all calling for Joe Biden to step down. That's why they're calling for him to step down, because they're ready for someone more radical. They're done with the old guard, these old guard Democrat boomers. They're done. Democrats are just like the next generation, like millennial Democrats, Gen X Democrats. They're telling right now very clearly to boomer Democrats, we are done with you. That's what this means with the removal of Joe Biden. Once Joe tips over, you're going to see a sweep, all of these boomer Democrats. That's what boomer Democrats are kind of like. Some of them are saying, okay, well, Joe needs to step aside because he's too old. But then they're like, well, I'm kind of the same age. Am I next? You see what's happening here? That's why when you look at Nancy Pelosi or Chuck Schumer, they're kind of like on the fence about it, because they're like, well, if I say that, I'm kind of talking about me. So Democrats, as always, are always getting ahead of Republicans when it comes to propping up the next generation. But I think that's very clear what's happening within the Democrat Party. So don't fall for this, like, oh, Democrats they're finally waking up. No, they're not. They're preparing and they're paving the way and rolling out the red carpet for someone more dangerous and more radical than Joe Biden. Whoever Democrats go with next, listen, mark my words. Whoever Democrats go with next, whether it's this year and they actually replace him, or whenever they decide to run someone again in the next cycle, right? Whoever the next selection will be will make Joe Biden literally look like a conservative and a Republican. And I really mean that. Because if you've seen these developments over the past few years, they're embracing full-blown communism. They're embracing full-blown homosexuality and pedophilia and pushing it all over children. They are full-blown embracing this antichrist, globalist, satanic religion, right? They are just Romans 1, totally depraved, void of morals, reprobates, these psychopaths that are ready to just pull the trigger on anyone. Look how radical AOC is. Yeah, she's a retard, but she's pretty damn radical to just straight up go after a Supreme Court justices. Just file articles of impeachment. We're done. We don't like the way that you serve us. We don't like your rulings. Okay, well, you're out. Yeah, that's how authoritarians get down. And so that's what the next generation is facing. And so when it comes to our principles of freedom or our principles of America first, our principles, our Christian viewpoints, we have to get more radical as well. Not in terms of physical violence. What I mean is stop being so cucked out and stop being so afraid to speak the absolute truth, the truth, so help you God, in the face of anybody, regardless if it hurts their feelings or not. And who cares how rich someone may be? Who cares how popular someone may be? If they are not in line with our America First values, okay, we hold that person accountable. And if you are not going to be in line with our values, get the hell out of the way. This is America First. You see, because your current, even Con Inc., your current right wing right now is just trying to appease and please everybody, and afraid to hurt people's feelings. That's got to go. Owen Schroyer talks about this a lot. The new right that demands results. The old right is just like, we'll run on it next year. No, the new right wants results and wants results now. And that's where we're going. Alrighty, guys, speaking of Owen, the War Room is up next. Don't go anywhere. Share all the links. Follow me on X at Drew H Live and rumble.com/Drew Hernandez. I'll see you guys on the next one.
All right, folks. Vitamin Mineral Fusion is finally back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. We just had a shipment come in months ago, and it sold out so fast that we frantically worked to get this back in stock as soon as possible because Vitamin Mineral Fusion is one of our most popular products. Now, the reason that you should be getting this product is for the same reason that you get any other multivitamin product. Our body needs these vitamins, these minerals, and these nutrients in order to live and operate at the most efficient level possible. Now, you should be getting this from InfoWarsStore.com instead of from your pharmacy or your grocery store or with name brands or generic versions, because this has optimal absorption included in it. It's designed for your body to be able to actually absorb all of the nutrients in the most efficient way possible, unlike other competitors on the market that just simply don't operate that way. Now, this includes comprehensive nutritional support. Vitamin Mineral Fusion from InfoWarsStore.com has A, C, D, E, B complex, essential minerals like magnesium, calcium, and zinc. Everything the body needs to survive. It also includes enhanced absorption and utilization. Like I was saying before, this is an advanced multivitamin formulation designed to let your body actually absorb everything so you don't just flush it out like with so many competitors. And finally, it will support energy production and recovery. So make sure you check out Vitamin Mineral Fusion at InfoWarsStore.com right now, not only because this product is an amazing product for anybody in the world to take, but because by purchasing from InfoWarsStore.com, you keep us on the air in this most dangerous time for both InfoWars and our country. We know that freedom of speech is under attack. We know that the New World Order is trying to take over and shut down InfoWars and, frankly, shut you down too. So by getting Vitamin Mineral Fusion at InfoWarsStore.com, not only are you fighting for your health, but you're fighting for your country and you're fighting for humanity itself.
receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.